namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 4, verse 9. Itam bruvati abhaya de naradeva devaha savrida namra shirasa sagrinam tam uchu naitad vibho twai pare vrik Grite Vichitram Swarama Dira Nikarananta Padapadme Savrida Namra Shirasa Sagrinam Tamuchu Gaya De Nara Deva Deva Savrida nam rashira sat sagrinam tamuchu. Naitad vibho twai pare vrikrite vichitram. Swaramadira nikmikarana tapada padme. Itam bruvat yabhaya de naradeva devaha. Savrida namra shirasa sagrinam tamuchu. Naitad vibho twai pare vrikrite vichitram. Swaramadira Nikaranata pada padme. Savrida namra shirasa sagrinam tamuchu. Naitad vibho twai pare vikrite vichitram. Swaramadira nikarana tapada padme. Tad vibho pare dve vibhikirik vichitram. Swaramadira vikarana tapadva padme. Ladies. Itam bravat abhayade naradeva deva. Naitad vibho twai pare vrikrite vichitram. Naitad vibho twai pare vrikrite vichitram. Swaramadira Vikarana Tapada Padme. Itam, in this way, Bruvati, when he had spoken, Abhayade, the giver of fearlessness, Naradeva, O King Nimi, Devaha, the demigods, Cupid and his associates, Savrida, out of shame, Namra, bowed, Shirasa, with their heads, Sagrinam, begging for compassion, Tam, to him, Uchu, they said, Na, is not, Etat, this, Vibho, O Almighty Lord, Twayi, for you, Pare, the Supreme, Avikrite, unchanging, Vichitram, anything surprising, Swarama, of those who are self-satisfied, Dira, those who are sober-minded, Viknikara, by the great numbers, Anatta, bowed down, Padapadme, whose lotus feet. Translation. My dear King Nimi, when Narayan Rishi thus spoke, eradicating the fear of the demigods, they bowed their heads with shame and addressed the Lord as follows, to invoke his compassion. Our dear Lord, you are always transcendental beyond the reach of illusion. Therefore, you are forever changeless. Your causeless compassion toward us, despite our great offense, is not at all unusual in you, since innumerable great sages who are self-satisfied and free from anger and false pride bow down humbly at your lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The demigods said, Our dear Lord, although ordinary living entities such as the demigods and ordinary men are always disturbed by material pride and anger, you are always transcendental. Therefore, it is not surprising that we fallible demigods could not appreciate your glories. And just repeating in the purport there. Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksurumenitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Nivam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Satane Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namane Madhur Dojala Premadya Shri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Da Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namo Varsha Vanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarane Rupanuga Viruda Apasadanta Dwanta Harane Namo Gorkishoraya Sachid Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namane Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Rupa Nuga Varayate Gaura Virbhave Bhume Stvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Boma Jagannathaya Te Namaha. Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha. Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Radhe Vrindavanishri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jayan. Welcome. Around here, I don't know what to say because I hear and see on the YouTube all these superstar speakers, right? I don't know anything about cricket, and I don't know anything about Bollywood or history, but we know a little Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Leela is very interesting. Of course, we have many incidences of Indra getting an anxiety whenever a king like Prithu is doing yajna too much. Then Indra gets worried that he may get his job, get elected, so he tries to knock him out. And if there's some tapasvi, some sannyasi doing great tapasya, again he gets worried, so he'll send the beautiful girls. He said sometimes he even sends his former wife and try to cause a fall down. And envious people do that all the time. That happened with the Haridas Thakur and that rich man sent the prostitute to try to make him fall down because he was envious. He was the rich man. He thought, you know, but nobody's paying attention to him, but everybody's going to honor Haridas, who's just nobody, you know. So he thought if he, you know, if he gets him to fall down, then he'll be dishonored. We saw that happen recently in India, right? A few big swamis. It happens. So Indra, he's in a very big position, but he's mixed, not a pure devotee. So he's a servant of Krishna, he's a devotee. He can make wonderful prayers when he remembers. You know, he's not ordinary. But he sometimes gets envious. Same thing in Govardhan Puja. They stopped his puja, so he got even couldn't recognize who was Krishna, and who are these Brijbasis, and he tried to destroy. You know, really terrible, much worse than this one. You know, but Krishna forgives. Krishna just tolerates it to destroy his pride because he does good service. So here the demigods are realizing and then they're glorifying because they came with all the beautiful girls and the season of spring, I think, everything to agitate the mind. And Narayan just laughed, and then from his body was becoming much more beautiful girls. Then he just laughed. He said, you can take one back to Indra, you know, whichever one you want. So that's the nature of Krishna, and it's important to remember. Even I heard one very famous Christian preacher. He was saying, it's not God who's reminding you to always remember all the bad things you did and all your mistakes. That's the devil. Krishna doesn't... If we offend Krishna, of course, purposely is another thing, but he doesn't take it very seriously, but if one does even a little bit of service for Krishna, then Krishna never forgets that. His gratitude is one of his main qualities out of the 64 qualities. And we talk about gratitude, or attitude of gratitude. Or gratitude is, in Radhana Swami's lectures, title is there many times, right? Gratitude is the most important thing practically. To be grateful, you know, for everything Krishna has given us and what all the other devotees have done for us, and, you know, that we have this human life and we can have this opportunity to utilize it, you know, to go back to Godhead. So Krishna, but gratitude doesn't just mean you say thank you, but you want to reciprocate. So Krishna, whatever little thing any devotee does for Krishna, even accidentally, he thinks, I have to give back, I have to do something. So that's very important. So we have great debt to the guru, to Krishna, to all the acharyas. Actually, so many debts. There's that long list. It's in the 11th canto, right? You know, the demigods are indebted to the forefathers, to everybody, all the teachers we ever had. We don't even know most of the people we're indebted to. We're indebted to the farmers who produce the food we eat and clothes we wear and everything. So we can't possibly pay back everybody. But if we surrender to Krishna, Sarva Dharmam Parichaja, Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja, Aham Tvam Sarva Pepi, Mokshaisya. Krishna covers everything then. He takes care of all the debts. He knows. And we can't possibly know. Like, if you remember, Madai. Later, he approached Lord Nityananda, and he was offering, you know, amazing prayers. You know how much knowledge he had. You wouldn't think, but he was remembering from his youth, and you know all that, glorifying the mercy of the Lord and all the previous incarnations. And he was saying, "I just want to ask one favor." And Nityananda said, "Okay," and he said, "You know, I've offended so many people, but I can't remember too many. So I want to be able to apologize to everybody or do something. So please give me the, you know, let me remember everybody. And I can find all these people." Nityananda says it's not possible, there's too many. But you just have to serve everybody. And then he told him to make that ghat. So he made the Madai ghat, which the place is still there. It's over by the Chaitanya Mutt in Mayapur, by Preetu Kunders. It used to be the Ganga there. And so he worked very hard digging and bringing the stones and making the steps, and then he would stay there all the time and wash clothes and take care of everybody and, you know, help people with whatever they needed. And that way he was able to make up for it. So the demigods are saying, you know, ordinary living, like demigods, they're always disturbed by pride and anger. These are very dangerous qualities, but they go together. If we become proud, if we criticize devotees, for instance, sometimes we become proud. You know, somebody's puffed up, "Well, I fast on Ekadasi. I don't take even water, but look at these people eating so much, you know. They don't follow Hari Bhakti Vilas. They're all going to go to hell," you know, right? You have to be careful when we read all these things. That, you know, like that book, Vaishnav K, What Kind of Devotee Are You? I mean, one devotee got that, and it's supposed to be introspective, you know, and he was going around shouting at everybody, "You rascal, look at you, you. Like, but that's the opposite. It's supposed to be internalized, to look at myself and purify my own, you know, problems. Now, I was just listening to a lecture this morning of Prabhupada, and it was really amazing, so I'm going to just read off a few parts of it. This is an arrival lecture Prabhupada gave in New Zealand in 1976. So these rascals, so-called leaders, gurus and others, they don't know what's the goal of life. Natevidu. They do not know. Some imaginary theory, "I am God, I am this, I am that." A common sense, "If I am God, then why am I under the control of material nature?" This another rascal came, said, I am God. If you are God, then why have you become a dog? They say it's Leela. Laughter. You laughed also. Just see, God has come to manifest his Leela by becoming a dog, and he's beaten whole day and night. I had my one cousin, he's still alive, but he was an atheist. He was older than me. And I was always envious of him. He was extremely talented, you know, musician, art, everything, and even business. But he never did anything. So he gave me this book once called Three Magic Words. And he said, don't read the whole book first, you know. Don't look at the back. So I looked at the back, and it said, I am God. Or you are God, one of those. So he was telling me he's so suffering, he's so miserable. And then he said that was when I was a devotee. And he said, that's the difference between your religion and mine. I believe I am God. I said, if you're God, why are you're just telling me how miserable you are? Well, that's my Leela, he said. So they do that. You know, it's their Leela to suffer, come in the world and suffer, to see what suffering is like. As if God has to experiment, you know. So Prabhupada said, why have you become a dog? Whole day and night he's hungry. He has to come to your home and beg some food, and you're beating. God is displaying this Leela. How foolish, rascals. This is going on. So don't get misguided by some rascals. Either he may be parents or guru or superior teacher. Whatever it may be, don't be misguided. Fortunately, you've come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Don't misuse it. That is my request. Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Hari Hari Bipale Janamai Goyainu. My dear Lord, I've simply wasted my time. Now, Manusya Janamai Paya, Radha Krishna Nabhajiya, Janiya Shunya Bisha Kainu. I got this human life. It is meant for understanding Krishna and Krishna's pastimes with Radharani, Radha Krishna. So I did not care for that. That means I have drunk poison. Prabhupada told Jamuna that's his favorite bhajan. Hari Hari Vipale. Many recordings of Prabhupada with that one. So my only request is that this Krishna conscious movement is the most scientific movement to save the human society from falling down again in the cycle of birth and death. Is a very scientific movement. The cycle of birth and death is going on. We are eternal. The people have been put into deep darkness. They do not know what is going on. What is the aim of life? They do not know. Natevya do. They do not know. Whimsically, everyone is manufacturing something. Janiya Shunya Kishu Kainu. What Krishna says, we have to accept. Then we are safe. Otherwise, we're lost again. So fortunately, you've got this Krishna consciousness, so utilize your life properly. You've got immense literature. Read it, digest it, make your life perfect. That is my request. Don't spoil it. At least you have come to the shore of Krishna consciousness. The shore. E rupe brahmanda brahmiti kono bhagyavan jeev majalila. It is great fortune. Otherwise, unless one is very fortunate, he cannot come to Krishna consciousness. And he says, I'm glad to see you're enthusiastic. Utsahan nischaya daya tatat karma pravartanat satovrite sadhu sange sadhur bhaktir pradisidati. For enhancing devotional service, one must be very enthusiastic. That is the first proposition. Don't be dull. Enthusiastic. Very important. Otherwise, we wouldn't do anything. You have to be enthusiastic. You want to do it. We have to change our, you know, we often say, I have to go to Mangal Arati. We never say, I have to go to Prasadam. But I have to chant my rounds. You know, I have to go for Sankirtan. Have to go to work. The woman, I have to cook for my children. Why do I have to do that? So it creates a bad mentality. you know, that we want something else. So even mundane counseling, they say change it to say, I am lucky, I get to do it. I have this opportunity, or I want to do it. And if we constantly change the way we talk, it will change our whole consciousness. I want to chant. I like to chant. I love chanting. Japa is the best time of the world, you know, all that. Then utsahat is enthusiasm. Dayat means dayat, utsahat, dayat, nischayat. Dayat means patience. Patience is very important. And they say it's not, you know, like that you just wait for something. It's what you think about while you're waiting, you know. Because if we think, what's it, you know, I've been chanting, and why is Krishna, I've been praying so much, and still I'm sick, or I didn't get, my business went bad, what's wrong with Krishna, you know. But you're waiting for Krishna to, that's not patience. Patience means you're just, okay, I have my karma, or Krishna has his will, and we'll just accept it. And utsahat dayat nischayat, firmly convinced. Firmly convinced, and in here Prabhupada says, I shall meet Krishna and go back to Godhead, back home. But you have to do the prescribed duties, satovritte. You must be very honest. And sadhu sanghe, in the association of devotees. Six, utsaha, utsaha, daryat, nischayat, tat tat karma pravartanat, sadhu sanghe. Being honest, if we follow these six principles, then we can go. So, being convinced that if we hang in there and we keep going, you know, we will enter into the Leela of Radha and Krishna. That's where we belong. Of course, to do that, we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. This is interesting. Prabhupada, at the installation of the Gaur Nitai in Los Angeles, they might have been the first full-size Gaur Nitai. I don't remember, but because I'd never been anywhere else. But so Prabhupada was extremely blissful that morning. At least it looked to me like more than usual. He was very excited. And then he said, you know, the goal of our movement, we want to enter the Leela of Radha and Krishna. But to do that, we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And then to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And then he said, to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we need the mercy of Jagai and Madai. So that must mean we have to get out and preach. We have to approach these Jagais and Madai. And he said, at that time there was only two Jagai and Madai. He said, now everyone is Jagai and Madai. And he said, I'm not bragging, but all of my disciples are Jagai and Madai. So, but if we approach the Jagais and Madais, we don't discriminate, you know, that we can only look for pure Brahmanas or something. We won't do much preaching then. Or if we think, well, I'm too fallen, I can't go out and preach, but everybody can tell people about, you know, our experience with Krishna. We find Krishna everywhere. Krishna provides, you know. I went in one shopping mall in Beijing, and there was a shop called Japa Japa. I thought, yeah, Krishna's always trying to tell me. And it was from, you know, it was Japanese cheap things. In Japan, they're huge, huge shops. Everything's 100 yen. But this was a little more expensive, a very small selection. Japa, Japa. And I took yesterday my first selfie ever. Is it? Because this phone is supposed to have it even has a selfie flash. You know. So, but they have a diorama in the airport. Anybody been to Bangkok? They have this diorama of the churning of the ocean. Really big. And so one side is the demons and the head of the snake. So I took a selfie with them. my ancestors. And Krishna's up on the mountain, you know, and he's got a description of it. Almost everybody takes pictures. So the king that's now left, but he requested, he told him to put that there. So when you come out from immigration, it's like in Bombay or Delhi, when you finish immigration, you're in the whiskey shop, right? There's no way to avoid it. But in Bangkok, you get the demigods on one side. And they made them really nice. The demigods look so nice and handsome, and the rakshasas are horrible. So, but people are too much self-centered in Kali Yuga. That here I am, you know, here's me. And they're not aware practically that there's any other people in the world except people they talk to online. I read an article on how they examined in America how the smartphone is affecting the teenagers. They don't even care to drive a car anymore. You know, it used to be like you just wait until you're 16 so you can get a driver's license, you know. Freedom. Now they don't care. They just can go anywhere in the world, talk to anybody, create your own avatar, you know. So, but suicide is up with teenagers. Murders are down because they're always alone, so they don't murder other people, kill themselves. So we have to be careful because we can use everything for Krishna, but we can also get distracted by it. So I wanted to just go to the next verse because that has a big purport and it kind of finishes up the thing. So we want to, you know, we all have this, in the material world, this thing about my position and competition and fear of somebody else, you know, getting my position is very powerful. Even Indra is affected by that. And you see the politicians, you know, how vicious they can be. I heard they even kill people. We don't know for sure. You know, you can never prove that. But they don't have to kill them because by media, they can just give them a bad name. Unfortunately, it even happens in our society sometimes. So, you know, we have to be careful. That we just want to everybody to serve Krishna, and the more someone can come to the point of serving Krishna, you know, we should be very happy. If somebody else can teach people better how to serve Krishna, then we should be very happy and let them have it. I'm supposed to teach about leadership, and I heard one guy, he says, when you're the leader, if anything goes good, you have to give other people all the credit. And if it goes wrong, you have to take all the credit. So he said, who'd want to do that? You know, who'd want that job? You know, but that's what it's supposed to be. And Buddy Narayan Prabhu became temple president. That was way back. And he asked Prabhupada, so now that I'm temple president, what does that mean? And he said he was expecting Prabhupada to say, you know, now you're the representative of Lord Chaitanya, you know, some special thing. Prabhupada said, that means whatever goes wrong, it's your fault. Uh-oh. So nowadays, it's not so easy to find somebody who wants to be a temple president. They used to think, like, you know, that would be a good job, but now they know what it entails to be. But you get mercy. So the next verse is number 8. This one was number 9, right? Which one did we do? Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 9, 10. My dear King Nimi, when Narayan Rishi thus spoke, eradicating the fear of the demigods. Oh, that's the one we just did. 10. The demigods place many obstacles on the path of those who worship you to transcend the temporary abodes of the demigods and reach your supreme abode. Those who offer the demigods their assigned shares in sacrificial performances encounter no such obstacles. But because you are the direct protector of your devotee, he's able to step over the head of whatever obstacle the demigod placed before him. So the demigods, you see, they actually know, but they just get bewildered and forget. And we also have that problem. But if we have this conviction, we don't even, you know, the obstacles we place, our own obstacles, our mind is the main obstacle. Thinking whatever reason, I can't do this, can't do that. It's a big issue now, this humility versus low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is not humility. Humility means, you know, we're thinking how great Krishna is, and if we surrender to Krishna, if we just represent Krishna, then everything will be fine. That's humility. That I'm not the doer. Krishna is doing everything. Stress is another big issue. One devotee, he was very ill, and he went to so many hospitals, and they couldn't find any reason, which is often now. They say it must be stress. So he's, you know, they got a stressful job, the temple president, you know, it's a lot of stress. And I was thinking years ago, many devotees were analyzed like that. And I said, well, Prabhupada, he does much more than anybody and everybody else put all together. He is much more worried about, and he never stressed. So why? So at least I thought, he knows, he's not thinking, I'm the doer. You know, I have to carry all this load. Why did Krishna send these rascal people to me? And why doesn't he send, you know, better people? And why is Mr. Nair, you know? Prabhupada just took everything because he just depended on Krishna. He just took it, so therefore he didn't get stressed. So we had to learn to do that. So the demigods here, this purport, headed by Kamadev, or Cupid, recognizing their offense at the lotus feet of the Lord, Narayan, Rishi point out the insignificant position of the demigods in relation to the Lord. Just as a farmer may pay a specific percentage of his agricultural profit to the king or political head as tax money, all human beings must offer a percentage of their material wealth to the demigods in sacrifice. In Bhagavad Gita, however, the Lord explains that the demigods are his servants and he is himself who awards all benedictions. Although the agency of the demigods, Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan, although a Vaishnav, a devotee of the Lord, has no need to worship the demigods, being proud of their exalted material position, sometimes resent the exclusive devotion of a Vaishnava to the Lord, and thus they try to cause the devotee to fall down, as described in this verse. Sura Krita Bahavo Narayana. But the demigods point out that Krishna is directly the protector of his devotees. Therefore, so-called impediments become stimuli for further spiritual advancement for a sincere devotee. That's how it should be. When things like the American Marines, they have a saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, right? There was even a rap song, you know, when the going gets tough, tough get going. They get enlivened when things are more difficult. So when a devotee is sincere, sometimes Krishna will make it more difficult. To test, in one level it's to test, another level it's like for Yudhisthira, all the trouble they had, the Pandavas, that was personally given by Krishna, not their karma or anything, to show the glories of Yudhisthira, how they dealt with the trouble, how they just accepted everything as Krishna's will and how he was completely honest no matter what. Like when Krishna went to visit them when they were first in the forest, if you know Mahabharata, Krishna was saying, if I had been there, I wouldn't let you gamble. I would have preached the evils of gambling. I would have stopped it. You know, but unfortunately, I wasn't there. Of course, that was his arrangement that he wasn't there. He was off fighting Shalva, right? And but he said, Yudhisthira, sometimes one day can be considered like a year. So after 14 days, you can go back. But Yudhisthira said, no, I said 14 years to keep my word, you know. So it's actually glorifying Yudhisthira. He just accepted it. So these troubles that come, the difficulty, like many times, like book distributors, they have a day where nobody will take a book, nobody even sees us practically, right? And it becomes very, like, almost depressing, but then it becomes very enlivening. And we realize, it's not me, you know. I'm trying to think I'm the doer, and it doesn't, you know, but it's actually Krishna. When we really depend on Krishna, but we do the work like Krishna told Arjuna, think of me and fight. He didn't say just think of me or just fight. Think of me and fight. You know. So Krishna will always help a devotee that's trying to serve him. And the difficulties that come, they may be put there by Krishna to test us, make us stronger, if we work to overcome the difficulties. And sometimes the difficulties are just because then we realize there's no way, unless I surrender to Krishna, I can do this. If I, on my own, there's no way. So that's why we should try to, the karmis, what do they say now? Get out of your comfort zone. Right? You know, do something that's difficult. Do something you've never, you know, learned. Do something new. Try something more difficult. We thought that we could disturb your consciousness by our foolish tricks, but by your mercy, even the devotees pay little regard to us. So why should you take our foolish behavior seriously? The word yadi is to indicate the certainty that Krishna is always protector of his surrendered devotees. Although there may be many obstacles on the path of sincere devotee who is preaching the glories of the Lord, such obstacles increase the determination of the devotee. Therefore, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the continuous obstacles presented by the demigods form a kind of ladder or stairway upon which a devotee can steadily progress back to the kingdom of God. It's also in the Bhagavatam. O Madhava, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, if devotees completely in love with you, sometimes fall from the path of devotion, they do not fall like non-devotees, for you still protect them. Thus they fearlessly traverse the heads of their opponents and continue to progress. So we're all on the path, and like Prabhupada was saying, but we have to have enthusiasm. I want to do this. This is ecstatic. You know, it's a great opportunity. I can serve Krishna, whatever it is. Accept it as the mercy of the Lord. Things are always for the better. Is it positive thinking? So sometimes it, you know, the material motivators and stuff, they talk so much, but they're just taking Bhagavad Gita karma yoga principles. You know, trying to get people into the mode of goodness. You know, see the good in everything. But without Krishna, so then it really is useless in the long run. No matter how much they can achieve in the material world, you know, no matter how much money you can make or how many best-selling books you can write or how many baskets you can make, you know, basketball. You know that Michael Jordan? Basketball is not big in India. But When they talk to him, he says, he knows exactly how many shots he missed. He says, I missed so many shots. He says so many times, I had the chance to do the winning shot and I blew it. You know, he doesn't say I did so great. So he practiced more than anybody. But he always thought about, you know, he never got puffed up. I think I heard Gaur Gopal saying how that Sachin was like that. No matter how much they harassed him, he just kept his cool. You know. He just concentrated on the ball, you know. He didn't think about yesterday's game or tomorrow's game, right? Just this one ball. So that's how, you know, we're supposed to be in japa, kirtan, reading, cooking, whatever we're doing. Be here now. That was a famous book in the hippie time, but it was Mayavadi, but it's, you know, we should, mindfulness, you know, concentrate on what you're doing, but do the right things. Do it for Krishna. Concentrate, this is for Krishna. Or I was thinking, be here, like H, spelled differently, here now. Listen, hear the holy name when we're chanting. Hear it seriously. Then the holy name will enter into the heart. And when it enters into the heart, the mind will become stunned. And when the mind is stunned, then the senses become inert. And then we don't know how much nectar is in the holy name. We're totally absorbed in the holy name, not in all the other things. Not in what we didn't do yesterday or what we have to do later, you know. Because then we let Krishna take over. So this is the principle of the Bhagavatam is all bhakti. Whatever else is there, it's all bhakti because it's about ultimate goal is bhakti. And the Bhagavatam, the leelas will be very short and then so much philosophy. Sometimes we hear a leela, the same leela from some Purana, it's very, very long, you know. So many, like in the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, every arrow, you know, every drop of blood, every, you know, every detail of the activity is given. Philosophy, not so much. But the Bhagavatam, the same battle will be a couple of verses. And then all kinds of philosophy. So it's for the Paramahansas. But fortunately, Prabhupada has made it available to everyone by a great endeavor. And I haven't seen that movie. We only have a few minutes. You know, the movie that Yadavar Prabhu made, Hare Krishna, the mantra. And anybody see it? Was anybody in America? See, day before yesterday was World Peace Day. And the theater company showed that movie simultaneously in 60 theaters all over America. Yeah, in honor of World Peace Day. I thought that was very interesting, you know. Other people do go. Devotees are going 6, 7, 8 times. They just keep going again. They like it. So, Ramaswar Prabhu, who spent a lot of intimate time with Prabhupada, he said, I never felt so close to Prabhupada ever in my life as when I watched that movie, you know, somehow or other, because, you know, a movie theater, I don't know if you've been to one lately, but I haven't, but, you know, it's a huge thing, and the sound comes from all sides, and there's hundreds of people all focused on the same thing, so it's very intense, you know. So devotees' reviews have been either very good or very blasphemous, you know. Depending on if the reviewer is an atheist or a communist or something against, you know, religion, they don't like to see a religious person being glorified. But the honest reviewers, they really like it, so I hope it will come to India. But we have this access to Prabhupada in the books, and like he said in that arrival address, read them, get absorbed, you know. Prabhupada worked so hard to give us all these books. And not only give us the Srimad, he gave us the Bhagavatam, but not only the slokas, but the purports which allow us to enter into the Bhagavatam and know what it is. So we're just requesting everybody again and again, you know, read the books and talk about them, talk about what we read, hear the Bhagavatam. It's available now so much. It's very nice to see people coming to the Bhagavatam class in person, right? Because nowadays, many people, well, who's speaking today? Well, I'll just listen to somebody else on the internet. But I'll just finish. Prabhupada, when he was in Los Angeles, when those days, he would stay 2 months in the winter time. He liked it. Somebody said, like, if you look at all the things Prabhupada said about Los Angeles, the good weather, you know. So he stayed there in December, January. And so he always liked to be very early to the airport. So he was leaving, and it was morning, you know, class time. And the devotees were saying, Prabhupada, we have to go, you know. And he said, I have to give class. So he came down, and he just said, I am leaving for Honolulu, and I'll be back in a few days. And then he said, I just want one request, that everybody attend the Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. He said, who will be giving class? And they said, Karandari. He said, good, and then he left. That was then he didn't come back, of course. So devotees wrote and said, Prabhupada, you said you'd be back in a few days. And it's been, you know, a long time. He said, you do not know the day of Brahma. So anyway, keep coming to the class, whoever is speaking, and learn to speak it yourself. You know, there should be in every home, in every village, everywhere, Srimad Bhagavatam. And the world is such a big mess. And like this thing about offering to the demigods, right? So right now, the world is suffering from hurricanes in some places, floods. You know, hurricane is Vayu, right? He's, for some reason, he's doing that. Because nobody makes any yajna. I was in Bali, and Bali is a big holiday place. And it was a kite season, you know, huge wind. So everybody's enjoying these kites, as big as this room kites. And then these kite surfers. So they're on the water, and they're bouncing and enjoying in the sun. But they never do any yajna. They just taking the water and sporting and doing all these things in the wind and the sun. Devotees, because we don't do those things, but also we're doing everything for Krishna, so all the demigods are satisfied. So like in Florida, the devotees somehow, there wasn't much damage. You know, the flood was everywhere and the hurricane knocked down, but only a few devotees lost their house. There were thousands of people lost their house. The temple didn't get flooded in Miami, even though the thing went right through. But Krishna usually protects the devotees because they do the yajnas. We're serving Krishna. It covers all the demigods. We don't have to separately, you know, worship the demigods. But we acknowledge them and know that, you know, that we're worshiping Krishna. So fix the mind and then help pray for me and pray for all of us, you know, that we can be hearing now, you know, hearing the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do we have time for questions, or is it's time, so, right? Who is in charge here? Anybody? Besides Krishna? Huh? Anyway, this place, I remember I came to one of the early Sunday feast here, and it was a really broken down room. I mean, unimaginably broken down room. And there was only about 25 devotees running around, and the floor was all broken, and it was really a mess. You know. So, but because of concentrating on sadhana and Vaishnava seva, focusing on that, things change, right? Things progress. So you can't really recognize that it's the same place. In all new places all around. So many devotees. Sunday now is, what, 4,000 or 5,000? Can't even get in. So congratulations, everybody who's taking part. And sending preachers all over the world from here now. All over the YouTube and all over the world to bring people to Krishna. It's people forgotten and they're suffering. Most people don't even, you know, worship the demigods anymore. They just, maybe they worship rich men, famous people, hoping to gain something. Devotees are not trying to gain anything. They're just trying to please Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shishi Radha Gopinath ki jai. Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Gopal ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari. Hari. Gauranga.